This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Friday, an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and wowza, there are heartbreaking COVID tales in here. People want to know about raisins. Someone wants to shoot Chris in the chest with a hero gun. Somebody called me a joke. People have questions about China. The border. Is illegal immigration actually wrong? There are questions all over the map, and it's going to be a blast on the Jesse Kelly Show. We've got weed dispensaries in Jersey about to open up. It's okay. And, well, let's begin with a big news story. The big news story of the day before I get into the Ask Dr. Jesse questions. Twitter board adopts poison pill after Musk's $43 billion offer to buy the company. That is the headline at CNBC. What does that mean? All right, let's talk about what happened. This is going to be a little recap from yesterday. And remember, this is important for you to pay attention to, not because I think you should care about Elon Musk. You can love him or hate him. I don't care. Not because I think you should care about Twitter or even beyond Twitter, or doesn't matter to me either way. I am certainly nothing necessary for you. This is important to pay attention to because it's going to show you and show me exactly how strong the forces are against us. Elon Musk does not like the censorship on Twitter. Hates it. Despises it. I'm not an Elon Musk pom-pom waver. I don't know the guy from Adam. He may be a nefarious super demon for all I know, but he does not like the censorship on Twitter. Remember, communists are committed to censorship. They have to. They have to control the flow of information so you can't ever see the truth about just how horrible they are. You know when Mao was starving 40 to 50 million of his countrymen to death with his Great Leap Forward? Do you know many people in the cities of China didn't know about it? Because he was starving the people to death out in rural China, and he allowed no information to come from rural China into the cities. You may have lived your entire life in a city in China without knowing the leader of your country was killing 50 million of your countrymen. Communists censor. They know they have to. Okay? So Elon Musk tried to buy Twitter. Now, this is going to get into some financial complications here, so allow me to just break this down as simply as possible. And I'm not the expert on it either, and I don't want to act like I am. Basically, Twitter, well, it's not basically, Twitter's a publicly traded company. Elon offered them a cash offer for him to buy it and make it private, which would mean there ain't no more rules. The rules are whatever Elon Musk decides. Now, remember something. When a company gets to be publicly traded, they have rules, strict rules. Yes, you have a board of directors and whatnot. That board of directors has to provably act on behalf of the shareholders at all times. If you invest, if you have a 401k or you have a money guy or something like that, there's a chance you own some Twitter stock. I actually don't think I do because I never look at that stuff, but I mean, I might own some Twitter stock. I shouldn't, I guess. I should probably sell it off. I don't know, but you might own some. That's just part of how it works when you get to be a big publicly traded company. And so you have rights, for lack of a better way to put it. If you own Twitter stock, you have rights. You have every right to demand the board do what's best for you financially. They have to. It's not like an option. They can't get together as the board of directors and say, you know, I want to tank the stock price today. They're not allowed. They're not allowed to do it. If they do it, they're in for massive legal liability. And it looks like that's what they're doing. I'm going to read you just a little bit of the article so we can walk through this together. And again, the details of this are not what matters. What matters is you have to understand the forces against you and forces against me. Twitter adopted a limited duration shareholder rights plan, often called a poison pill. I'm just reading this from the article. A day after Elon Musk offered to buy the company for $43 billion. The board voted unanimously to adopt the plan. Under the new structure, if any person or group acquires beneficial ownership of at least 15% of Twitter's outstanding common stock without the board's approval, other shareholders will be allowed to purchase additional shares at a discount. The plan is set to expire on April 14th, 2023. Now, just stay with me for a second. Such a move is a common way to fend off a potential hostile takeover by diluting the stake of the entity eyeing the takeover. Quote, the rights plan will reduce the likelihood that any entity, person, or group gains control of Twitter through open market accumulation without paying all shareholders an appropriate control premium or without providing the board sufficient time to make informed judgments and take actions that are in the best interests of the shareholder. What are they doing? What sense does this make? Well, stay with me here. Other people, major corporations, other billionaires, they locked shields with Twitter to try to avoid Elon Musk buying it. Now, I want you to wrap your mind around this. This is just a social media company. What's the big deal, right? No, you have to understand that is how people get and share information today. That's how people get their news. World leaders, corporate leaders, athletes, entertainers, you name the air fingers, quote, important people, they're all on there. And these social media companies are run by full-blown, card-carrying, America-hating communists. Do you see what's happening right now? There was a rumor out yesterday that the Justice Department is launching an investigation into Elon Musk. So you have major corporations like Vanguard and BlackRock joining forces to try to keep one person from actually doing free speech. What's happening right now is not about Elon Musk. It is not about Twitter. What's happening right now is a gigantic example for you. A big reveal, I guess I should say, of just how powerful the forces are against us right now. Remember this. I believe Trump was the first of these. Elon Musk, you could probably argue, is the second. When you have a late-stage empire, just like the late-stage Roman Republic, I went into this in detail last night, the history of it, so I'm not going to do it again tonight. When you have a late-stage empire where the system itself, corporations, the government, they're all corrupted and they're all in on it together and they've all joined forces to make sure they get to keep the scam going and nobody disrupts it, whenever that happens, you are inevitably going to have people rise up to be, or pretend to be, depending on how you want to look at it, to be the voice of the people and fight against the system. But the system is very powerful. And the system will find a way to strike down these people over and over and over again without ever reforming itself. It'll just keep striking down the opposition and the naive belief that it will be able to do that until the end of time. But there is always a shelf life on that. Eventually, one is going to rise, probably a terrible human being, and he is going to aim to set some things right in this country. That may sound dramatic. Go look at history. The entire history of the world is what I just described to you. Nakedly corrupt systems striking down reformers until someone rises and he does some striking of his own. Look what they did to Donald Trump in 4 years. Impeached him twice, a 2-year investigation. We've never seen things like that. We've never seen any president. I don't care if you hate Trump. We've never seen a president go through things like that in 4 years. Do you really think they're just going to stand by and let Elon Musk come in and take away their ability to censor? Think again. He'll be struck down too. And the next one, and the next one, and the next one. I don't know how many it will take until one final one rises. All right. It's time to get into the Ask Dr. Jesse questions. Yeah, okay, we're going to bring up the New Jersey weed dispensary thing since everyone's asking me about it. All that and much, much more on the Jesse Kelly Show tonight. Before we get to that, obviously I just described some hard times, some different times for us. I don't know that we want to always be Debbie Downer about it and say there are hard times coming. We've got different times coming. We have to be strong. We do not have the option right now to be weak. And that's bad news because testosterone levels are at an all-time low. A historic all-time low. The guys at Chalk, my friends at Chalk, CHOQ, they want to change that. Not with chemicals, not with the disgusting medicines and things like that to put in your body. All natural supplements. U.S. manufacturing. A company of patriots that wants you to be as strong as you've ever been. They have a male vitality stack available right now at choq.com, chalk.com, for 30% off if you use the code Jesse. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And look, we're going to move on. I know it's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. We have to get into the Ask Dr. Jesse questions. Just remember this. We have a rotted, nakedly corrupt system. That system is not going to reform itself. Instead, it's going to violently push back against anyone who attempts to reform it. That's the bad news. The good news is those systems always have a shelf life. You can't run that kind of a scam forever. There will be an end to it. Will you see it in your lifetime? Will I see it? I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I am an oracle, Chris, but I don't know. But I'll tell you one thing. I look very forward to these people getting what's coming to them. This is John Fetterman, possibly going to be a senator from Pennsylvania.
Women's reproductive freedom is sacred. I ran on that in 2016. I warned about Texas's attempts to encroach on it then, and it's nothing's changed except they've delivered on their threat. Women's reproductive freedom should not be up for debate. Abortion is health care. And if there's ever a vote that I am participating in or a part of in the United States Senate, it's always going to come down to affirm women's reproductive freedom.
Yeah. If someone finally rises and takes these monsters and puts them in their place, that'd be just all right with me. All right, let's move on. It's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Got a heavy one here. Jesse, my father died at the beginning of all this COVID nonsense, and all my grandparents not long before. My aunts and uncles on my father's side are rock-hard conservatives, but most of my cousins are dirty commies. They are having Easter dinner at a church like the one you walked out of, preaching their commie talking points. I haven't seen any of them in over 2 years as most of them went COVID crazy. My dad wouldn't want me to distance myself from them. I'm not sure I could handle it if they start in on me for not having a vax or any of their commie BS. I have a good childhood memories with them all, but that was then. The worst part is going to a commie church. My question, does Jesse Kelly go in this situation? Okay, listen. First and foremost, let's get something done out of the way that I should have done in the opening. I'll be honest with you, I just flat out forgot. It's Good Friday. It is Good Friday, and let's honor the good Lord himself. Let's do a little Bible verse here. Doesn't hurt. He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our sins. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. Isaiah 53:5. One of my favorite verses. Happy Good Friday to everybody. That's one, two. Chris, look, you did it, so you have to sit there and read it. Look, that's Old Testament, Chris. Even you people believe in that. All right. Now, in all seriousness, happy Good Friday to everybody. You, I get these questions a lot. What do I do about my family? My dad wouldn't want me to estrange myself. Okay. If that's not what your father would want, that's one thing. And I don't mean to be too direct about this, but he's dead. All right? He's not here anymore. You are. If you can't be around them and control yourself on Easter Sunday, then don't go. I would recommend, though, maybe to honor your father and his wishes, I would recommend maybe taking a day, show up with your dirty commie cousins to their dirty commie church. Now, that's not me saying go regularly, right? I didn't say that. I didn't say go regularly. Maybe a day wouldn't be the end of the world. Maybe you do it. Maybe you do it in honor of your father. Maybe you do it then. But if you can't, again, he's not here anymore. You got to live the rest of your life with the lessons he taught you. You figure it out, all right? All right. More Ask Dr. Jesse questions. Jesse, you note often to get involved locally. As someone who has run for office, what lessons did you learn and advice for others considering doing the same? All right. I did. I ran for Congress twice, as you well know by now. And understand, like we just talked about in the opening about Elon Musk and Twitter and the system and how corrupt it is. And yes, that is our national situation. From a corporate level, entertainment level, Hollywood, up every level you can go through, it is rotted and filthy and corrupt. That's the bad news. The good news is this. There are so many places in this country that are blood red and that believe what you believe and want what you want. No, you might not get the America you want. You can have the Oklahoma, the Texas, the Florida, the Wyoming, the Idaho, pick your spot. You can have the area you want, and we can take back even more, but it has to be local. We want, it's understandable, Congress, you know, Senate, here's a congressman, he's a senator, that stuff's, you know, sexy, right? Oh, look at that, he's in the marble buildings of Washington, look how fancy it is. Yeah, that's fancy, very fancy. School boards are more important. And it's not sexy. It's boring. Who wants to go sit on a school board? That sounds awful. You should. Run for local office. Sheriff is a big one. DA is a big one. The state legislatures are huge. We will need the power of the state legislatures to attack our enemies in the future. We will need it. All right, now that's all that. As someone who's run for office, what lessons did I learn and what advice I can give for people? All right. Here's a couple things. One of the biggest benefits I had when I was running for office is I lack the ability to feel shame. The wife says whatever gene that is that normal people get in you, I don't have it. So I didn't care when people yelled at me. It didn't bother me. When I had enemies, you know, the communists hated my freaking guts. It didn't bother me. You have to find a way to make sure it doesn't bother you. And you have to find a way to insulate yourself with solid people. The people around you are going to matter a lot. Now, that doesn't mean you have to have a bunch of fancy staffers and consultants. You can't even afford that if you're running for school board or something like that. Maybe it's a husband. Maybe it's a wife. Maybe it's a son, father, cousin. Maybe it's your best buddy. Make sure you get a comrade in arms who's down for the struggle. That's one. Two. And I probably should have put the second one first because, in my opinion, this is the most important thing about running for office. You want to know what it is? I'll tell you in a second.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Hey, Chris, whatever little technical thing you have where that song is stored, you can go ahead and put that in the technical paper shredder, okay? Because I don't know what that song is, but that is, I've heard it my whole life. It is the worst sounding crap I have ever. How do people like that? Delete that and never play that on the show again, Chris. You know I'm right. You know I'm right. That's a terrible song. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email the show your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for today or maybe next Friday. It's not like we throw them away. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I'm going to get to the whole pot sales thing because that's the big story today. New Jersey has marijuana sales. Hang on, I'll get to that in a minute. Someone asked me about running for office and advice and lessons. Get someone around you, at least one person, who can share the burden of it with you. That's one. Two, this is probably the most important thing. People decide they're not going to run all the time because they don't think they're qualified. You have to hear me here, and I know you're probably going to think I'm lying to you or just trying to be nice. Well, you should know better. I'm not nice. I'm a jerk. I'm not trying to be nice. I'm telling you the truth. You're the most qualified person for the office you want to run for. The idiot who's currently in there, he's the one who's not qualified. Oh, but Jesse, I don't know about the paperwork. That stuff's easy. They'll figure that out when you get there. You're the one who's qualified. The loser who's in there is not qualified. Go run him out of that seat. Run him out of that school board seat, city council seat, state legislature. And two other things. You're going to find people want... Politics is a funny thing. Politics, I actually liken it to sports, when people are really into sports, like football, baseball, whatever the case may be. You ever go to a game, football game, and you hear guys, or even watch a game with somebody, and you'll hear guys screaming at the coach about the play call, or screaming at the quarterback for the interception or something like that, the wide receiver for dropping the ball. Oh, my goodness, Eli Manning sucks. Look at that. That's his third interception today. That guy sucks. I'd have never thrown that ball. There's something about politics that does the same thing in people, where people who are into it, they're almost all positive. They can do it better than the guy who's doing it. And they're going to give you the thing you're going to learn to hate when you run for office: advice. There's nothing worse when you're running for office than the endless string of advice you get from total strangers. Hey, man, I got that mailer you sent out. Hey, I actually handed out pins for Barry Goldwater back in 62, so I know a little something about this. Endless strings of advice. We actually had a guy one time. I remember his name. I'm not going to give out his name. We had a guy one time come up to the campaign. He was a very wealthy guy and said he really, really, really wants to help the campaign out, really believes in what I believe, and wants to take me and my campaign manager to lunch. And my campaign manager's name was Adam. And we're like, okay, well, that's outstanding. Okay, well, let's go in and sit down and talk to the guy. And then, of course, he's obviously going to write us a check for the campaign and whatnot. He sits down to lunch and says about 2 minutes into it, oh, no, I'm not going to financially support you or anything. I've been involved in campaigns before, and I've seen all the mistakes you're making, and I wanted a chance to sit down and give you some advice. You're going to run into a lot of that when you run for office. Everyone, and look, people do it, honestly, people could be terrible, but lots of times they're doing it out of the goodness of their hearts. They want you to win. They believe what you believe. That Learn how to ignore the advice. All right? Learn to ignore the advice. And finally, if you're actually somebody who believes the right things, and you probably are sitting there listening to the sound of my voice right now, if you're someone who believes in the right things, the Republican Party is not your friend. And they're going to quickly become your enemy. You're going to find that out because there are, and this goes way beyond national. People think about this nationally. The same thing happens locally. Especially if you've never been involved in politics, you don't realize your own area, your town, your county, your state, they have their own establishment Republican types there. The people who've been to every Republican meeting for the last 9,000 years, and Congressman Jerkwater goes to their house for a fundraiser when he's in town. Are some of these people good people and true believers? You bet they are. Are a lot of these people just people who like to be close to power and feel important? You bet they are. Your local Republican Party might be just as broken and corrupt as the National Republican Party. That's a fact. That is a fact. I was actually just talking to a good buddy of mine, this rock rib conservative from New York City, actually. And I was talking to him yesterday on the phone. And we were talking actually about New York City and Adams and how much Eric Adams is screwing everything up. And I could hear some extra frustration in his voice. And I went, what's wrong, man? And he said, I'll be honest with you. I knew Eric Adams is going to suck. It's New York City. I knew we were going to have a bad Democrat mayor. He said, I hate the local Republican Party as much as I hate the Democrats around here. They're so broken and corrupt. And that's just the way it is. So you have to learn to deal with that, work with that, all right? All right. Jesse, I'm a high school teacher in Colorado, and over the last 2.5 years, we have lost 6 students to suicide and just lost a former student to a fentanyl overdose. On May 20th, 2020, my wife and I lost our baby, and my wife was alone when we found out we had miscarried as I was not allowed in the doctor's office with her. We cried with each other, but alone. We had to wait to comfort each other. She had to go through the DNC alone, and there was nothing I could do about it. These, and I'm not going to use that word, these people call us monsters and selfish for not getting the jab and threatened our jobs. To hell and jail with them all. Keep up the fight. We'll stand beside you. Please don't say my name. I'm in the belly of liberal academia beast. Listen, I'm going to keep reading these stories from time to time. I don't read it to bring you down. That's not what I want. I'm not trying to bring you down. I'm trying to make sure everybody remembers what these people did to us for 2 years. And just because they're just now starting to take the boot off of our neck doesn't mean we need to be out there acting grateful for them. These people have to be punished with criminal trials. What was done to this country by the people in power is not bad. It's criminal and it's evil. These people have to stand trial for crimes against humanity.
We have to make sure we don't forget that the most important thing is to keep this 6-foot physical distance from individuals.
We're seeing all of these school closures around the country. Is that the right move for children and families?
Well, I think it should be done in a proportionate way. And I think what's going on right now is generally an appropriate approach.
There's also the pre-existing immunity of those who have cross-reactivity, which is about a third of the public in many estimates from studies, which would actually get you to about 5 years.
I'd like to talk to you about that also, because there was a study that recently came out that pre-existing immunity to coronaviruses that are common cold do not cross-react. Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask. When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet, but it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is. The better part of valor is that when you're out, and you can't maintain that 6-foot distance, to wear some sort of facial covering.
If a physical barrier with one mask works, it makes common sense that 2 layers or...
Yeah, I'm not going to finish it. Trials. Public trials. 6 students in 1 year alone lost to suicide. That's evil. That's criminal. And someone has to pay for it. All right. All right. We're going to move on. Someone wants to know why I'm still on the air. We're going to get, we're going to address that pressing concern here in just a second on the Jesse Kelly Show. Before we do that, let's talk about you and what you sleep in. No, I'm not talking about your pajamas, even though My Pillow has amazing pajamas too. My wife never takes hers off, but let's talk about the sheets. Where'd you get your sheets? From one of those big box bedding stores? You know you can have the greatest, most comfortable sheets in the world, and you can get them from My Pillow for 60% off right now. Not 16, 60. You have to go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials, and there you'll see Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code Jesse, and you can get them as low as $39.99. MyPillow.com, radio listener specials, promo code Jesse. Or call 800-845-0544.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And look, I still can't get over the disappointment I had when I found out Kokomo's fake. And don't say it's real, Chris. Last time I brought this up, you pulled up like some town in Indiana. That's not what they're talking about. They're the Beach Boys, okay? They're surfers. Actually, did you know only one of them even knew how to surf? I was crushed. I know. I was crushed when I found out. They sit on a throne of lies. I was, all right, you know what, we're moving on. Let's get to old Grandma Death.
You can run the best campaign. You can even become the nominee. And you can have the election stolen from you.
Stolen from you? I realize I'm only 40, but I'm old enough to remember when that was a dangerous threat to democracy, that kind of talk, right? Remember Joe Biden from earlier this week? We have to do a shout out before we get to back to the Ask Dr. Jesse questions.
I also want to thank my incredible, supportive, and often patient family, my wonderful wife, Carol, and my children, Allie and David.
He's 16 years old. I'm going to draft him.
What? That was Joe Biden's ATF nominee talking about his children. And then you heard Joe Biden at the end. Now, I'm no expert, but I think he said if he's 16, I'm going to draft him. What does that mean?
I also want to thank my incredible, supportive, and often patient family, my wonderful wife, Carol, and my children, Allie and David.
He's 16 years old. I'm going to draft him.
The draft is against the law. What in the world? All right, I have to address this before I get to why I even have a show. New Jersey. It's headline news today, New York Times. Legal marijuana sales will start next Thursday in New Jersey. And I get a lot of questions about this. Jesse, what do you think about Jersey legalizing marijuana? So on and so forth. Look, you're never going to get me to sit here and encourage you to smoke the devil's lettuce. All right? I'm not going to sit and act as if I've been a saint in that route my entire life, but let's be frank. What are you gaining? I mean, what are you gaining? That's one. Two, I'm also not naive enough to think anything we've done as far as taking on drugs has been effective. And let's say something else. There are lots of pharmaceutical drugs that are destroying lives, and not only are they not against the law, the pharmaceutical giants make a fortune selling them. It seems that we are pretty selective about the drugs we deem harmful and ones we don't. I'm old enough to remember the federal government, the pharmaceutical companies, and every single part of this system demanding I take an experimental therapeutic or I should lose my job. The president of the United States of America blamed me for the pandemic for not getting the vaccine and then tried to have me fired for not getting the vaccine. Oh, would you look at that? Youth health problems, infertility problems through the roof. Not only is that perfectly legal, people made fortunes off of it. fortunes off of it. And I'm also old enough to remember the FDA getting busted in a Project Veritas undercover video saying out loud, the food and drug companies, they pay us a fortune, so we will hire people who will just approve whatever they give us to approve. That's just as criminal as some dude handing out bags of weed in New Jersey. So the answer to that question is, I feel like we're getting awfully selective with what we view to be harmful and not harmful. There are plenty of drugs they have, quote, approved and poured into people. And then years later, we found out, wow, that's deadly. We have a nation full of opiate addicts, and that's in large part because they were pushing Vicodin and Percocet and whatnot, like they were daggone M&Ms on people for years. Actually created a brand new generation of heroin addicts, believe it or not. Because people go in, get a surgery, you know, get your ankle worked on or something like that. Okay, here you go. Here's a bottle of Percocet. I remember they did that for me when I had my emergency appendectomy. They handed me two different bottles of I think they were Percocet or Vicodin. I don't know. I'm not a huge drug guy. I don't remember. Pretty sure they were Percocets. And believe me, doesn't feel bad when you get a couple of them bad boys in you. You're high as a kite. But I remember looking at another bottle, because I had two, another bottle of 30 when I was done with that other one, when I had recovered and I was done. And I remember thinking to myself, man, I have been in a cloud for about a week now, 2 weeks now. I can't think. I don't like this cloud anymore. And I went and chucked a whole bottle of 30 of these things in the trash can and never looked back. Those things, I mean, you could see, if you've ever taken one, you could see how addiction could grab you on these things. So am I encouraging you to hop on the tollway and head on down to Jersey and blaze one up? No, of course I'm not. But forgive me if I don't get outraged about legal marijuana dispensaries when I look at all the poison they pour into people in this country. It's everywhere. Poison. Everywhere. Look at me, Chris. Look at me on my high horse out here. What? I'm talking about the devil's lettuce, Chris. Look, maybe you just have to understand, Chris, when people ask me what I think about legalizing marijuana, this is what I say.
You know, freedom is not free.
What, Chris? What? All right. It's the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. You can email the show anything you want. Your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions, all are welcome. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Also, I understand there's some upset people out there over the suits deciding to split the show up into three different hours, which I think is so weird too, but whatever, that's what they did. Go to iHeart, Google, Spotify, or iTunes, wherever you do your, wherever you get your podcasts from, if you podcast the show, and just subscribe or follow it so it automatically downloads. Chris has it set up now to where if you're playing the first hour, it'll automatically move to the second hour and then move to the third hour. So it'll play just like it's one download, okay? What do you want me to do? They're suits, okay? They don't know the true brilliance of the Jesse Kelly Show, Chris. They don't. All right. Someone wants to know why I'm still on the air. Says I'm a joke. Let's talk about that.
We'll all be gone for the summer. We're on safari to stay.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.